This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears was seen for the first time since her tell-all book, The Woman in Me, was released. The singer was at celeb hotspot Chateau Marmont in West Hollywood with pal Cade Hudson. She also carried a furry friend, Snow, whom she adopted in August after ex-husband Sam Asghari took custody of one of their five dogs. It's okay. No knives were present. Suki Waterhouse, 31, and Robert Pattinson, 37, are going to be parents. The Daisy Jones and the Six star confirmed that she's expecting her first baby during her set at the Corona Capital Festival in Mexico City. The British actress's baby bump was on full display as she rocked the house. Pattinson, on the other hand, will try to keep the child away from vampires. Ted Lasso star Nick Mohammed renewed speculation regarding a season 4. He made reference to the fact that he accidentally spoiled a Ted Lasso plot point in the past, and now spoiling a season 4 renewal as well. There have also been several hints that Ted Lasso could continue potentially without Sudeikis in the main cast. Well, I guess they're really not in Kansas anymore. Kanye West and wife Bianca Censori are reportedly taking a break following her friend's purported intervention. West, who's currently holed up at a luxury complex turned recording studio in Saudi Arabia, is laser focused on making new music with Ty Dolla $ign and therefore not that worried about the status of his marriage. Good luck! Mariah Carey and her boyfriend, Brian Tanaka, have broken up after 7 years of dating. The backup dancer, who's been a fixture on his girlfriend's tours since 2006, was not on stage when Carey kicked off her Merry Christmas One and All shows at Yamava Resort and Casino in Highland, California. Yep, Mariah must have said, "We don't belong together."
Dead or alive?
Jennifer Jason Leigh was a popular actress in the 80s and 90s, appearing in such hit films as Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Rush, and Single White Female. Dead or alive? Alive. Leigh, now 61, lives in L.A., has been married to writer-director Noah Baumbach since 2005, and is featured in the fifth season of Fargo, which just premiered on FX. Heidi Klum, 50, went topless for a date night with husband Tom Kaulitz at the Las Vegas Grand Prix. For their evening at the Formula One racing event, Klum wore a risque all-black ensemble, high-waisted hot pants, fishnet tights, thigh-high boots, and no shirt. Instead, she wore a black leather jacket, unbuttoned and open. Kaulitz wore some clothes. Cassie and Sean Diddy Combs have reached a settlement a mere 24 hours after the R&B singer filed a lawsuit against him, accusing the hip-hop mogul of rape and years of abuse. Cassie said, quote, "I've decided to resolve this matter amicably on terms that I have some level of control," unquote. In other words, she took a huge pile of cash. On the day her tax evasion trial was set to begin in Barcelona, Shakira announced that she struck a deal with Spanish prosecutors, settling a years-long legal dispute. Because she didn't pay almost $16 million U.S. between 2012 and 2014, she received a suspended three-year sentence and a fine of 7.3 million euros. Pay your taxes, people.
Idiot of the Week.
Phil Collins' ex-wife, Orianne Seavey, is auctioning off an estimated $4 million worth of jewelry, purses, and precious items that once belonged to the In the Air Tonight singer. Collins' personal Yamaha piano, as well as his Wurlitzer jukebox, are just a few prized possessions being auctioned off. Of course she's selling them. Idiot! Britney Spears won't be going to court to fight her traffic tickets. She's just going to pay up and move on. Last month, she got pulled over for a traffic violation and claimed that she did it because she had to tinkle really badly. Just weeks before, she got pulled over for speeding, and she apparently doesn't carry her license with her because she's afraid someone will steal it. Is she nuts? Never mind. A 23-year-old Taylor Swift fan died at the singer's Eras Tour concert in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. People were already reacting with outrage, speculating that her death was linked to extreme heat. She had taken her first flight ever to travel from Brazil's center-west region to Rio to see the show. And this was the way her trip ended. Sad. Rapper 50 Cent has avoided criminal charges after throwing a microphone and striking a concertgoer during a show in August. While the Indie Club hitmaker seemingly avoided the charges at this stage, the case will remain open until next August, and he could face charges should any further incidents take place. What's he gonna do? Throw another mic? Yep. AMC has set a premiere date for The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. The new spin-off show marks the return of Rick, Andrew Lincoln, and Michonne, Danai Gurira, two staples of The Walking Dead universe that haven't been seen in years. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live will premiere on February 25th. The dead just keep rising. The Trash Bin. Dean McDermott says his struggle with addiction and Tori Spelling's choice to keep barn animals in their bedroom has just two reasons for their 17-year marriage ending. Not kidding. He says his secret drug and alcohol use and drunken rages led to the breakup and left his children terrified of him. What kind of barnyard animals?
The news wrap-up.
The White House blasted Elon Musk for promoting anti-Semitic and racist hate on X. Tech stocks wrapped up the strongest three-week rally since early 2020. OpenAI head Sam Altman was thrown out by the board, only to return 3 days later. X sued Media Matters over the report about ads appearing next to Nazi posts. Well, they did, and millions saw them. Nice try, Musk.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The new one from Disney, Wish, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Drinks for All the Dogs is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Once again, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing by Matthew Perry is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Kentucky native Jack Harlow has a lot to be happy about these days. He just unseated the Beatles' last song, Now and Then, at the top of the UK singles chart with his latest song, which also just topped the Australian singles chart. Harlow has a message for his fans saying, quote, "Thank you for allowing me to reset this year. I moved back to Kentucky and gave you an album I could not have made on the road. This has been one of the happiest years of my life," unquote. Well, we're glad he's happy, and we're happy about his new single, which we love. Here's Jack Harlow with the song of the week, Lovin' On Me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't need no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me.
That's right,
whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A. She's an alpha, but not around your boy. She get quiet around your boy, hold on. Don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy. Going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy. I'm vanilla, baby, I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me,
baby.
Whip your lovin' on me,
baby.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin'.
That was Jack Harlow with the song of the week, Lovin' On Me.
Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.